Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
The Shukri Wright Show, coming to you live from the WMFO studios in Medford. This is Shukri Wright, you listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free From Radio. Glad to be here with you on this Thursday morning. Here with you until 9 a.m. today. Yes, 3 hours. 3 hours with yours truly, Shukri Wright. I'll try to put on a great show today and all in while try to navigate through this air of uncertainty. Because I think a lot of what today's show is going to be based on uncertainty. Because there seems to be a great deal of uncertainty right now in sports, especially as it pertains to the local teams. Celtics coming off a 3-1 road trip with an impressive win last night in Utah. Great win. Bruins, the uncertainty as to how well this spring will shake up. And definitely, of course, with the Patriots and Red Sox, uncertainty in terms of if Tom Brady is going to return. In terms of the Red Sox, uncertainty in terms of the 2020 season, because let's face it, no one has any idea as to how this year is going to go in terms of success, championship success in the Boston sports landscape. So we're going to talk about that coming up just momentarily, but as always, the phone lines are open. And the show is streaming live on TuneIn Radio app as well, all across the United States, and streaming globally on WMFO.org. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Uncertainty. What do you do? How do you handle it? Because I do know one thing. In sports, every night it's filled with uncertainty. You don't know if you're going to win. You don't know if you're going to lose. And sometimes the preparation that you put in can't always yield the results that you want. It just doesn't work that way. And oftentimes in sports, we've become so programmed and so used to the idea that you have to put in as much work as you can, which by a large part is 100% true, but there's no guarantees. So guarantees whether it'll work out or if it won't work out. And in the case for the New England Patriots and the Boston Red Sox, as part of a general point that I'm going to make and start the show with this morning, these two franchises enter a time in which I would go as far as to say upheaval in the case of Red Sox Nation. And as far as the Patriots, an absolute air of uncertainty. Listen, you and I know that the Patriots don't really know if Brady will be back in 2020. As much as there is the proverbial smoke and mirrors and all that nonsense. But the truth is, you just don't know. You don't know what's coming, and you don't know what's going to happen next. And no matter how hard you may prepare or try to prepare, in the end, it's just not enough. In the case of the Red Sox, uncertainty, it really is the theme of spring training right now. Because if you're a Red Sox fan, you have to admit you don't know what you're going to get in 2020 in terms of this team. I have to admit, even as the most hardened baseball fan as I am, there really is a great deal of uncertainty as to, as it pertains to the Red Sox, what to really expect and what to make of this team in 2020. We just don't know. And the thing that really amazes me when I think about it is this. I could tell you for a fact, thinking about this now, that the Red Sox clubhouse is still reeling after that seismic trade of Mookie Betts and David Price gone. And even as I think about it this morning, I tell you, yeah, I in a way, I still kind of feel it. Not as a fan, not so much as a fan, but just as an impartial observer of the team. And to go even further, they're still waiting word on the investigation of the 2018 Red Sox team and the members that were on that team. They're still waiting. And with all of that being said, and all the combined factors involved, I gotta tell you, I am of the belief that the Boston Red Sox, they are in uncharted waters right now. They really are. I mentioned about the Patriots in terms of the status with Tom Brady. And in more ways than one, that really is the number one story in the NFL right now. And especially among Patriot fans here in New England. And then on top of that, I gotta tell you, in terms of the Bruins and Celtics, we don't know how this spring will shape out for both teams, the Bruins and the Celtics. There are no guarantees. But as for the Bruins, even though the last two games have been an absolute whitewash, getting outscored 14-5 in the last two games, which have resulted in losses, as much as the Bruins have marched all season long to redeem themselves in winning the Stanley Cup after losing it in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals a season ago, there's no guarantees. I wish I could sit here this morning and say the Bruins will win the Cup in June. Boom, done. Or you can, but the truth is, no one knows. So, with all of that has been said, I have to tell you, and I gotta remind you, maybe there is beauty in uncertainty. Maybe there is beauty in uncertainty in sports. Because the fact of the matter is, no one knows how any of this is going to shape out. Hell, in life, there's no guarantees to anything. There's no guarantees as to what's going to happen the next minute, 5 minutes from now, and even an hour from now. And the beautiful thing about it is you have a choice. You can either wallow in that uncertainty or you could decide as to what course of action you're going to take and what's going to be the best course of action to take in order to ultimately get to where you want to be. Because the fact of the matter is this. Even with uncertainty, you can't allow yourself to be paralyzed by fear. And that's something that athletes are trained very well in, not allowing themselves to be paralyzed by fear, but rather to continue to grind, to continue to put in the work. So that's just something to think about. It's something to really consider. And everything right now that's happening in the world of sports, especially in Boston sports in particular, I really can't remember a time in which that there has been this much uncertainty in the air. As I laid it out throughout this first segment, and I explained thoroughly that there really is an air of uncertainty right now in terms of the Boston sports landscape, that I admit for the first time that I'm actually going to talk about this in great detail, that I think it's interesting and imperative to at least acknowledge it. But to ignore it entirely is foolish and naive. As much as we may love our teams and so forth, kudos to you. But there comes a point in time where you have to acknowledge certain facts of the matter that need to be acknowledged. And that's just the truth. The truth of the matter is that right now, no one has any idea as to what's going to happen next in terms of the Patriots, in terms of the Red Sox, especially in terms of the Bruins and the Celtics. We don't know. Because let's face it, we can all admit that 2019 was a crappy year in terms of the sports teams. It was. Admit it. Just admit it. 2019, Patriots, disappointment. 2019, Red Sox, colossal disappointment and embarrassment. 2019 Stanley Cup Finals, Bruins, utter heartbreak and disappointment, bitter disappointment at that. In the Celtics, 2018-19 Celtics, absolute disdain and disappointment. So here we are on February 27th, 2020, spring training well underway. I think it's time that we address the elephant in the room. No question. You have to. Because the more you choose to ignore, the worse it gets. And you can't ignore it. It's okay to have moments of realization and thought that perhaps nobody really knows as to what's going to happen next. What's going to be the next domino of all? Because I tell you what. Mookie Betts and David Price being traded, but especially Mookie Betts in particular being traded, sent enough of shockwaves across New England as well as heartbreak to Red Sox fans all across. I can only begin to imagine what that feeling of Patriot fans, including myself, would be if Tom Brady decided to leave. And that's why I'm very happy and proud to do this show, to have the platform that I have on radio. Because it allows me, the host and the broadcaster, to be able to have that type of outreach and platform to be able to say, hey, you know what? Let's talk about it. And the caller can call in. Hey, yes, let's talk about it. Come, call in 855-915-9636. Phone lines are open. I'll be here with you until 9 a.m. this morning. Happy to be here with you. We got a lot to get into. And one thing I will talk about later in the show is, and I was going to talk about it yesterday, but I took a personal day to get some things in order and so forth. But one topic I want to talk about later in the show is, if Brady leaves, who do you want and who should the Patriots want to get as quarterback? But I think it's something to consider. It really is. It's not crazy, but I think it's definitely something that is worth talking about, at least. Because part of the reality of sports is talking about the uncomfortable. And trust me, there is quite a bit of uncertainty. There is. And that's okay, because I'm here to talk about it with you. Coming up next, there's an article in the Boston Globe that was written by Chris Gasper that talks about the Red Sox spring training thus far. And there's a piece in that article, in that column that he wrote, that really highlights exactly what I have been saying during this first segment. I want to share with you my thoughts on that piece. Coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tough Street Form Radio.
Yeah. Hall of Famer, how did you not know? Championship, about to win a Super Bowl. Fans in the stand, love it when I'm in the dome. Touchdown dance, celebrating cause I'm home. Cleats on my feet, running routes all day. Shotgun, wildcat, I know all the play. Could've been a quarterback, just put me in the game. I was born a champion, and I just want the ring. MVP, I'm the best on the list. You can join the team, cause we headed to the ship. Hey, you kicking out a champ. Hey, you kicking out a champ. You looking at a champ. You looking at a champ. Hey, all I do is win. All I do is win. You looking at a champ, and we going to the ship. We going to the ship. We going to the ship. Hey, all we do is win. You looking at a champ. You looking at a champ, ayy, all I do is
you're
win.
You're looking at a C-H-A-M-P. Every time I do it, make it look easy. Better be prepared when you come for me. Don't talk me to death, you know that stuff cheap. I go hard on the west, I go hard on the east. It don't really matter either way, I'ma eat. You know I do numbers, 1, 2, 3, count on me. Like work easy, I can do it in my sleep. I do not know defeat, championship rings on my hand. Go bling in games when I please. Good night, R.I.P. Ain't no O.T. You are not a champ, boy, you don't wanna
be. You're looking at a champ. You looking at a champ. You looking at a champ. Hey, all I do is win. All I do is win. You looking at a champ, and we going to the ship. We going to the ship. We going to the ship. Hey, all we do is win. You looking at a champ. You looking at a champ. Hey, all I do is win.
We'll be right back. te sientas cómoda si vamos a parte.
Así como tú quieras te hago el amor.
Y para mí, modélame, bebé, en ropa interior y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Querer probar algo de ti para no olvidar. Yo no me sé ni su nombre, pero la quiero. Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Ya me desespero. Y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Quiero probar algo de ti para no olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre,
pero la quiero.
Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Ya me desespero.
Rapapapay, rapapapay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Y rapapapay, rapapapay.
Así es que la quiero, quiero.
Rapapapay, rapapapay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Y rapapapay, rapapapay.
Así es que la quiero, quiero.
Si la viera, baila ta sola. Peligrosa como una pistola. Rompe la disco, todo el mundo menciona. Pero esa mami conmigo es de hora.
Úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Quiero probar algo de ti pa' no olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre,
pero la quiero.
Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Ya me desespero.
For me to think that you are the one for me. Left your baby mom, now Cardi's your wife to be. Ex had me locked up, but you came to set me free. They say you're not my type, but you got my type to be. So answer this, can you hold me, can I trust you? Paddock on the wrist, both arms, that's what us do. Mansion on the hills, half-half if you want to. But that's only if you want to.
Úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
úsame, bailame ahora. Le mete sudando su cuerpo de mora.
De todas las baby, ella es la championa. Se pone loquita si me escucha en la emisora. Y ahora,
y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Querer probar algo de ti pa' no olvidar. Yo no me sé ni su nombre,
pero la quiero.
Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Ya me desespero.
Y de pensar que yo contigo quiero estar. Quiero probar algo de ti pa' no olvidar.
Yo no me sé ni su nombre,
pero la quiero.
Paso y dejo su fragancia.
Ya me desespero.
Rapapapay, rapapapay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Y rapapapay, rapapapay.
Así es que la quiero, quiero.
Rapapapay, rapapapay.
Oh, oh, oh.
Y rapapapay, rapapapay.
Así es que la quiero, quiero.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. We're here until 9 a.m. this morning, taking you through as your morning commute progresses, or if it comes to a slow crawl, as it tends to happen in Boston, especially if you're taking 93 or even 90 into Boston and so forth. But either or, hope your morning is going well so far. This is the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Phone lines are open. Taking you until 9 a.m. as mentioned, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I know it's raining outside and it is nasty, but I actually was thinking about taking the bus this morning. I usually take the bus to the station whenever I do a 6 a.m. show on a weekday, but I gotta admit, when I woke up this morning, I woke up, I think it was like 3:37, a little after 3:30 this morning. And I heard the raindrops outside my room, and I was just like, oh no. I'm not gonna lie. I was thinking to myself, dear God, do I really have to walk through this rain? Like, I really was just not, I was just not having it. I was like, you know, all right. Today I will take, I'll take an Uber. I'll make an exception, because I was just like, no, no way. No way. Like, it was coming down hard. It really was. And I haven't been outside since 5 o'clock this morning. So I don't know if the rain outside is still coming down pretty hard out wherever you are locally. So all I know is this, is that I was like, there's no way. I normally would not mind taking the bus. That's no problem to me whatsoever. Cool. Fair enough. But this morning I said, I'm going to take an Uber. And today was my blessed day. It is my blessed day. They happen to have a promo where it's like 50% off. So I was just like, yes. Oh, savings. Ka-ching! So took the Uber in, got here around 5:01. Around 5 a.m. this morning is when I got into the station. So I was just like, yes, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. Thank you, God. So wherever you are, however you are doing this morning, hope you're having a good morning so far. Thank you for making the show part of your morning. And I know it's a rainy day, but still, the show must go on, you know. But at any rate, before I forget, I got to do a PSA, and that PSA is brought to you by yours truly at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Redford. So here comes the PSA, and we're back in a flash.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We're going to pause quickly for a station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to continue with the show. We're here with you until 9 a.m. this morning, special edition, 3 hours today. And we are going to talk about an article that was written in the Boston Globe that really touches on what I was talking about during the first segment. And during the first segment or so, I was talking about the theme of the show really is going to be uncertainty. Because there really is a great deal of uncertainty in the Boston sports landscape right now. And as we officially hit 6:30 a.m. Eastern time, there's a great deal of uncertainty in Red Sox camp this spring. And Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe, he wrote a terrific column in the Globe discussing this very point. And there are some points that I'm actually going to highlight here that he wrote. And that's also available on bostonglobe.com as well. So I recommend that everybody give it a read and so forth. So the first point I want to highlight is the part in which that he talked about in terms of what this team is basically still dealing with and what they are going to be dealing with between now and spring training. And here's the piece of the clip that I really wanted to talk about first. Grasper wrote, quote, "The Sox don't know how their clubhouse is going to respond in the aftermath of the seismic trade that shipped outfielder Mookie Betts and pitcher David Price to the Dodgers just one day before Pitchers and Catchers reported on February 11th. A deal that stripped the Sox of their best player and part of their identity. They're still awaiting the all clear from Major League Baseball on allegations that the 2018 World Series winning team engaged in impermissible electronic sign stealing using the video replay room. A charge first levied in a story by The Athletic, which unearthed the sign stealing shenanigans of the Houston Astros and that have rocked baseball. The investigation and impossible punishment hang over their socks like a sword of Damocles." Great reference, by the way. "As the inquiry drags on and the expulatory silence from MLB becomes conspicuous." I just want to highlight that last part right there. "And the exculpatory silence from MLB becomes conspicuous." Why is Major League Baseball dragging their... Oh, my God. I don't want to say this. Why are they dragging their tails? I had to catch myself because I was awfully close to using a word that I really shouldn't use on air. So, but why are they dragging their behinds, their tush? Like, I get that the whole Astros investigation took a couple of months and so forth. Fine. I get that. But we're actually at a point now where baseball is already dealing with a lot in terms of trying to process what the Astros did. But at the same time, trying to move on, baseball at least, baseball, the Astros, they're trying to move on, but the reality is, this is not going away. So, let's say, again, let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say that the Red Sox are in fact found guilty of doing something. Although not as bad as the Astros, but let's say, for example, they are found guilty. And for whatever reason, you decided to drag your collective tails, and now you're already dealing with the ramifications of the Astros cheating scandal, and at the same time, now you're dealing with, guess what? The Red Sox. So how is that gonna work? How is that gonna look? How is this all going to sit with baseball fans? I sincerely want to know that. Please tell me. And I'm serious. Because what I don't understand is you spent so much time doing whatever God knows what, looking into whatever they did or whatever they didn't do or whatever they did, yet radio silence. Radio silence. Just nothing. So, dear Commissioner Manfred, what's taking you so long? So, going back to the larger point at hand, the Red Sox, they're still dealing with the aftermath of the trade of Mookie Betts, because let's face it, you know and I know, I don't need to explain what's understood, but Mookie Betts was the face of the Red Sox. He was. Not J.D. Martinez, not Chris Sale. Mookie Betts was that guy. He was the face of the Red Sox. So, the fact of the matter is, as much as the players may say, oh, it's just business as usual, we're just getting ready for the season. Listen, this spring training and this offseason has been anything but normal. I'm serious. This spring training, this whole offseason for the Red Sox has been remotely anything but normal, especially since January. And the next part that Gasper writes in the Boston Globe in his column that I want to pull up here, he wrote, unquote, excuse me, interim manager Ron Reneke is a familiar face who has been thrust into an unfamiliar role. Reneke has the unenviable task of replacing a popular and a charismatic bilingual manager, Alex Cora. And no one knows whether the new skipper is more than a placeholder. Cora parted ways with the team on January 14th. That's utter BS. He was fired after his name was splashed all over the commissioner's report condemning the Astros sign-stealing scheme. Cora was the Houston's bench coach in 2017 before becoming Sox manager. So not only the team is dealing with the uncertainty right now, but Ron Reneke doesn't even know if this is going to be a permanent fix or permanent position. So my question is, how do you deal with such uncertainty right now? Because frankly, I don't even know where to begin in terms of, well, if Reneke is the interim guy, how long does he hold the interim tag for? Because I think it's something that it has to be asked. And I hope that the media is asking, and I'm sure they are, but I hope they really are asking that question to Red Sox ownership. And as well as the fact that, what's the plan afterwards? If Reneke does keep his job, or if he doesn't, what's going to be the plan moving forward? Because the truth of the matter is, there's no way you can have sustainable success with the way things have gone if you don't have a plan in place. You just can't. You just can't. And then on top of that, if you look at the Red Sox right now from afar and you look at the spring training, and even if you watch the spring training, and I've watched here and there a few games so far, I really do get the sense and the feel that this doesn't feel remotely normal at all. There's no sense of normality in camp, and even during the games. And I wonder, at what point do you say the Red Sox need to figure out how to put the pieces together? Because let's face it, it's not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But at some point, when and how do they put the pieces together? That's going to be the big key. And that I do wonder. I really do legitimately wonder. Feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And another piece that I wanted to get into in terms of this very same column, in which that Chris Gasper writes, and he mentions here, quote, the Sox belt tightening following of an 84-win dud of a season dulled enthusiasm and bred apathy. Fans seem both wary of the club after the offseason of discontent. This team isn't writing off the season, but it feels like some Fenway followers are writing them off. I don't blame them. I really don't. Because even if you, ladies and gentlemen, even if you remove Chris Sale from the rotation due to injury, who is the rock in their rotation? It's not Eduardo Rodriguez. He had a career year last year. That doesn't make him the rock of the rotation. He needs to establish consistency, and I've been very consistent on that very point. And then on top of that, if you were to look at what the Red Sox did or didn't do during the offseason, can you honestly sit here and point to one move that has you thinking, you know what? They're going to be pretty damn good this year. I don't think there's one. I don't think there's any. If we're going to be completely honest, then I think you should know for a fact that the Sox have a lot of questions to ask, and the media is going to ask them every single day. And so is, and I'm telling you, the more I think about it, and the more I think about the situation, the more I really have a special disdain for the ownership group for the Red Sox. I really do. The more I think about this air of uncertainty that was not from external forces, but rather from your own ownership group, the more I say to myself, wow, I really despise this group. I really do. From Sam Kennedy to Tom Werner to John Henry, you guys can go kick rocks for all I care. I understand why there's such a feeling of an air of discontent. Absolutely. And there should be. How can you honestly say this morning as a Red Sox fan that you have a great deal of hope for this team? But I love my team. We got to keep the faith. Bleh. Like, oh, sure. Can you point to me one facet of this team that you say that's going to be pretty good? Don't you dare sit here and tell me the bullpen. I will verbally slap you across the face. I will verbally slap you across the face if you try to tell me that the bullpen is one source of reason to be optimistic about this team. No way. But Brandon Workman was the closer last year. Bleh. Oh, congratulations. You have a bona fide closer now? Oh, okay. So if the wheels fall off this season, in terms of the Red Sox, in terms of the bullpen, guess who I'm going to laugh at? I'm going to laugh at you. I'm not sorry for being negative, Willie, right now in terms of the Red Sox in 2020, but man, the more I really think about what Chris Gasper was writing in his column, the more I really despise the Red Sox ownership group. You practically decided to not only give the middle finger to Red Sox Nation, but you decided to pants every single fan. Metaphorically speaking, you decided that you were going to say, hey, what's going on, buddy? Swoop, I'm going to pull your pants down. I'm leaving you. No, I'm not even going to leave your drawers on. Drop. That's what you did. You humiliated the fan base and insult the intelligence of the Boston media, the very people who cover your team every single day. How do you make sense of that? I don't think you can. And I think it's damn near impossible, even as a hardcore baseball fan, as I've been for a long time now, to make sense of this. Man, I hate the fact that this ownership group really comes across as disingenuous, all the while expecting the fan base and this region and this city to just take whatever that's given. Oh, what an absolute full of horse crap that is. Unreal. Coming up next, the air of uncertainty. Why one columnist actually thinks you shouldn't write off the 2020 Red Sox. There, no, I'm serious. There is a columnist who actually wrote this column on why you shouldn't give up on the Sox this season. I want to share with you my thoughts and my take on this when we return to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Got a loaded program for you today. Here with you until 9. This is Strictly Right. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, oh. Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Esta es Bella Aerolim. Hey. Fácil.
Paso muchas noches pensándote. Yo no sé ni cómo ni cuándo fue. Pero solo sé que yo recordé cómo te lo hacía y aquella vez. Si yo no puedo seguir solo, pero sé que te boté. De mi vida te boté.
Si te lo metes para recordar un TBT, yeah. Ya yo me cansé de tus mentiras. Ahora hay una más dura que me tira. Todo tiene su final, todo expira. Tú eres pasado y el pasado nunca vira. Arranca pa'l carajo, mi cuerpo no te necesita. Lo que pide es un perreo sucio en la placita. No creo que lo nuestro se repita. Yo le prendo un feel y deja uno ready pa' ahorita, yeah. Oh, Dios sabe el que entiende.
Que te hice a botar las gatas son de 3 en 3. Si tú quieres preguntar si no me crees, ella no tengo estrés. Pa' completar la fila son estrés. Viste como el mundo se te fue al revés. Yo con ella en RD. Que me enamoré el día que la probé. Ya yo no creo que volviste de mami, porque el servicio te lo cancelé. Si no respondo, el problema va a tocar el fondo. Mami, respira hondo mientras te lo escondo. Contigo obligo, yo me pongo el condón. Pero por todo a media cancha, baby, como Rondón. Yo a ti te di una sepultura dura. Yo sé que con el tiempo la herida se cura. Es que en verdad que tú no estás a altura. Te lo juro por Dios que por Dios no se jura. Mami, yo te boté.
Me siento bien. Ya no sufro por amores. Ahora rompo corazón y sobran las pacas de 100. Tú me rompiste el corazón. Sin sentido y sin razón. Pero tengo un culo nuevo que me da mucho cariño y me chinga bien cabrón.
No te lo voy a negar que te sufrí, la pasé mal. Pero te superé.
Me dice pienso en que todo lo que hicimos, baby. Prendo pa' ver si me olvido de tu nombre, tu beso, tu cuerpo, tu gemido. Lo hacíamos en el carro, me gritaba al oído. Cierro los ojos y pienso en todo lo que hicimos, baby.
Yo te di confianza y me fallaste. Te burlaste de mí y me humillaste. Lejos de aquí te fuiste y ni explicaste. Viste mi película y viraste. Ahora quieres saber lo que pienso de ti. Me siento cabrón porque no estás aquí. Así como viniste, tú te puedes ir. No te voy a negar que te sufrí, la pasé mal. Pero me superé y de mi vida te boté. Y te boté, te di banda y te solté.
Que te agarre bien duro en la cama y te haga mi mujer. Aprovecho el remix con Gozu para mandarte pa'l carajo también. No quiero mentira ni tu falsedad. Me voy pa' la calle esta noche a rumbear. Me bebo dos tragos y te voy a olvidar. Me voy con la baby que quieran jugar. No quiero mentira ni tu falsedad. Me voy pa' la calle esta noche a rumbear. Me bebo dos tragos y te voy a olvidar. Me voy con la baby que quieran jugar.
Yo te boté. Nicky, Nicky, Nicky Jam,
Camper,
Darell,
Nio García,
yeah,
Ozuna,
Ozuna,
El Negrito Claro.
This is the remix.
Flow La Move,
John Martino,
Hear This Music,
DJ Nelson,
hey. Era dime Cronin Michael,
esta es la verdadera
vuelta, la maya.
Flow La Move,
era Indica Chori Complete,
pa' que sepa,
verdad, hijo de puta de las voces,
suave así.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I got some news to share with you, the listener, this morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock, well, after the 7 o'clock break, I will announce to you some news that I have in regards to the podcast that I announced. I think it was Monday. Yeah, it was Monday. Yes. In regards to the podcast that I launched, and so forth. So stick around. It's coming up in the first segment of the 7 o'clock hour. So stick around for the announcement then, and how this may affect. Well, I wouldn't say affect the listener, but rather how one would be able to listen. I have some information on that for you. So stick around for that coming up during the first segment of the 7 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. So I'm going to jump into the next topic of conversation that I have this morning. Now, I want to get to a piece that was written also in the Boston Globe by Chad Finn. And he writes, the title of this column is called "Why You Shouldn't Give Up on This Red Sox Season." Okay, interesting. So this was written yesterday afternoon, and one thing that when I think of when I read this title is, I should after all tune in and not give up on this season? Interesting. You have any reasons why I should perhaps not give up at all on this season, on the 2020 season? Because it's called being a fan. I kind of explained in the last segment that you basically gave the middle finger to the fans. And not only just that, you humiliated the fan base by pantsing them, pulling down their pants and drawers. That's exactly what you did, metaphorically speaking. For those who like to take things a bit too literal, I'm talking metaphorically here. So, with that being said, listen, there are many points that you can really sell me on. And any knowledgeable baseball fan and any knowledgeable Red Sox fan, and there's plenty of them here in Red Sox Nation, could actually say, you know, I'm not exactly so sure why I should believe in this team, but okay. But I will say this quickly before I get to the finer points in the column that was made. I believe I made this point once before, but it's absolutely worth repeating. I'm serious. Red Sox fans, and to the Boston Red Sox, this is directed at you. I'm really serious what I'm about to say. You better get off to a damn good start. You better get off to a damn good start. Otherwise, you're not going to give anybody in this region any reason to believe. I'm serious. To Red Sox, after everything that you did and everything in which that you handled the Alex Cora situation to the trading of Mookie Betts, you better get out to a damn good start or else. What do you mean what or else? Or simply fans are not going to tune in, period. The numbers will go down, and the numbers will go down in attendance at Fenway. Don't get me wrong. I'll still go to Fenway just for the simple fact of I love going to the ballpark, especially in the summer, for that and nothing more. Because I don't think the Red Sox really understand the magnitude of their decisions this offseason. This past offseason, I should say. It's offseason is over. What they don't understand is you realize Boston and New England come April will have better things to do? Like the Stanley Cup playoffs? The Bruins? Their quest for the cup? Yeah, I'm telling you. If it isn't already, but it will absolutely be magnified come the beginning of April. Mark my words. Watch. Mark my words. The Bruins are down to the last 18 games of the season. Got 18 games remaining come tonight. So, Red Sox, you better give people a damn good reason to believe and a damn good reason to tune in. That's number one. Number two, Celtics, the NBA playoffs come April. And the NBA playoffs usually start around mid-April. Yeah. So, my whole thing becomes, if I'm you, Red Sox, you better get up to a good start. I mean, you better start off like 11-4, not 6-13 like you did a season ago. And your season was essentially done by the time you got to late April. Or this city is not going to get behind this team or have reason to believe in this team.